And I got in this thing, and I just can't get out. You ever get and start somewhere, and you just keep on, you think you're going to move on, and then the Holy Spirit takes you right back there. And so we're still in 1 Corinthians 12. The title is No Prophet Without Manifestation. We built this off of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, where it says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. To one is a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, faith, the gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And so as the Apostle Paul is speaking in 1 Corinthians 12, he's speaking about the gifts being active in the body of Christ. We talked about faith being the activator. Faith is the activator. We had a message of the week: without movement, there's no relief. In other words, the gifts of the Spirit are being in operation every time we gather together for the benefit of everyone that's in the room. Your gift is not for you. It's given to you for someone else.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. In other words, God doesn't look for a bunch. He isn't looking for a bunch of stingy Christians. And I'm not talking about your money. I'm talking about the gifts that he's given you, because he said he's given to every man severally as he wills. That word every means everybody. That means if you're in Christ Jesus, that he has given you and I gifts. Amen? And your gift is for the benefit of someone else. Amen? You know, in other words, we got to change our thinking and our mindset to get off this mindset where it's not me, 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 me. Amen. That we're an open vessel to be used by God for his glory and for his honor and for his praise. Hallelujah. This is my daughter, okay? She's my spiritual daughter. I love her so much. Amen. Love her husband too. Amen. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and let's see where we're going to go today. Verse number 12. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, the word of God says, "For as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many." All right. The title of this morning's message again is simply No Prophet Without Manifestation. And we're going to look at the Spirit. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. Amen. So this is our thought today. By the Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. So we're going to look at one Spirit, one baptism, and one body. And I want you to understand something with me. When we're speaking about the body of Christ, it's not just this local assembly. God wants you to understand that you're a part of something far greater than a local body. You're part of a worldwide body. We're all the body of Christ, and we're all connected worldwide. Amen? Amen. And God operates in the local assembly, don't get me wrong, but we're part of something bigger than what you see. Amen. Amen. So let's lift the word and let's make a declaration in the house today, and we'll see where the Lord wants to take us. Okay? Y'all with me? Say, I believe.
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
God wrote this word to me.
I am
what God's word says I am.
I can have
everything
God says I can have.
I can be
who God says I can be.
Today,
I will hear God's word.
My life will be changed.
It'll never be the same.
Speak to me, Lord.
I'm listening.
My ears are open.
My heart is attentive.
Thank you, Jesus,
for increasing my faith.
Because your word declares,
faith cometh by hearing,
and hearing by the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do this day. So, Father, I pray right now that I get out of your way. Just as we sang that song, Father God, form my heart, transform my thoughts, and may they be conformed to your will. Not mine, Lord, but yours. And when all is said and done and accomplished in this house, you'll receive all the glory and the honor and all the praise, because we gathered for one purpose and one reason, to magnify and to glorify you. And we thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to accomplish today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 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 Praise God. You know, when I started this thing, this week I was working on a different message, and the Lord brought me back here, and I think I have one more next week that he's placed in my heart. So that'll be number 7 in this series, and 7 is the perfect number, so hopefully we'll be able to close chapter 12. But God wants to activate us. God wants to move us. God wants us to act. It's activated by faith. We've got to trust God. Faith, it was spoken up there, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to, by faith, believe God in his word. Amen? I don't know. We are all special. Jackie just said that we all are God's favorites, and God's got a plan in every life. Amen? He's got a plan in your life today. And you know what? It's not an accident that you're here today. Because the very foundation of this earth, God knew that you would be here. And his word says that his word will not return unto him void, but that it will accomplish what he sent it to do. And he's going to accomplish something in every heart and every life in the room, because it's according to him, not according to us. Amen? Amen? Amen. So first we're going to look at one spirit. One spirit. You know, we talk about this. There's many spirits in the world, but there's only one Holy Spirit. There's only one. So we're going to start. Go with me to John chapter 14, and we'll start there. And we're speaking about Jesus in John 14. Verse number 16, and Jesus said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Look to your neighbor and say, there's only one Spirit. The Holy Spirit. He's in you. And he's in me. Jesus said in John 16, 13. Listen to me. John 16, 13. He said, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." In other words, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, when the Spirit of Christ has come, Jesus in John 14, 6 said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light." The Spirit of truth is the Spirit in which Jesus sent. Jesus sent you. He said, "I must leave so the Comforter can come." So every time we're looking at it, there's only one Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit that Christ sent. He says, And 1 John 4, 6, God warns us and tells us that there are many spirits in this world. He said there's the Spirit of truth and there's the Spirit of error. There's the Spirit of Christ and there's the Spirit of spirits of the Antichrist. God wants you to understand that there's only one Holy Spirit, but there's many false spirits. There's many false spirits in this world. There's many Antichrists. God wants you to understand something today. As a child of God, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit that Christ sent is inside of you. You are no longer of this world. You've been transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. That God has a plan in your life, and that plan is to bless you and to have you walk in the favor of God. Amen. He's given you everything you need. He gave us a paraclete. He gave us a comforter. He gave us a helper. He gave us an advocate. Amen. I don't have to go running in looking for him. He's inside of me. My wife and I were talking about something today, yesterday, and we're trying to make a decision on something. And she said, honey, just follow your gut. The Holy Spirit, there's a lot of voices in this world. There's a lot of confusing voices in this world. What does the adversary do? He comes to confuse. He's the author of confusion. But God is a God of order. He does things decently and does them in order. So when that spirit inside of you, it's inside of you, you're hearing inside of you. Stop listening to all the voices outside and pay attention to your gut feeling. Amen. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Amen. The same power that brought him from death and brought him into life lives inside you and I. Amen. Amen. I'm no longer a slave. I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to this world. I walk in the favor of God. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm favored going in, coming out, and your favor going in and coming out. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Amen. The Holy Spirit will get up inside of you and give you some joy. We need some Holy Ghost joy in the house. Come on now. Hallelujah. We keep hearing all these reports, and we're watching the news, and we're listening to the radio, and we're reading the newspapers, and all this doom and gloom. But I want you to know that God is alive. Amen. God is alive. He's alive in you, and he's alive in me. So no matter what happens in this world, he's always alive. Amen. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Amen. The spirit of truth and the spirit of error occurred according to 1 John 4:6. Now, God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. So if God said it, it's truth. So it means if in this world there's a spirit of error, if it doesn't align with this, it's not truth. It's not spirit. It's not Holy Spirit. Amen? Most of the time, it's the spirit of the Antichrist. Antichrist is anybody that's against Christ or does not receive Christ. They actually have the spirit of Antichrist. Amen? Look with me in Romans chapter 8. If I get loud, I'm not yelling at you. Hallelujah. The pastor get all yell, all loud and stuff. I just get excited, and I don't know why, but when I get excited, my voice elevates. Amen. Romans 8, 9 says this, but you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In other words, you either have it or you don't. If you're his, you got the Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12, the Word of God says, Now we have received not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. How be it? The spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. You're not speaking to yourself, but he'll speak what the Father said, and he will show you things to come. Paul, he says, we have the spirit that we might know the things that are freely given to you as of God. You know, I don't know something. I got a book of promises. I'm a child of God. I've got a royal inheritance, okay? I have royalty. Amen? My daddy's a king. He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. All right. He's my daddy. And he gave me a book just to give me all that I own and all that belongs to me. Wouldn't it be sad if you got a will and you never read it? That you had an inheritance from your family and you never took and opened the book or read to see what you were entitled to, and all that property and all that wealth and all the things that God that had been provided for you by your family went to waste and wasn't used. And all of a sudden what happened? The government takes it because nobody claimed it. Come on now. Amen. All the promises of him are yes and amen. That excites me. Amen. My son was telling me a story yesterday, and I'm really bad at repeating stories. I'm not the best storyteller, but I'm going to try to tell this story. Now, he was sharing with me how this pastor and how he was on an airline. He was flying, and he likes to open up the doors of communication to share the gospel when he's on the plane and flying with people. And he would always start with, what do you do for a living? If he finds out their name, what do you do for a living? They would tell him, and they said, well, what do you do for a living? And he would tell them that, well, I'm a pastor. And all of a sudden, they would shut down. They didn't want to talk anymore. But the pastor said, the Holy Spirit said to him one day, this is what I want you to do. So he said, he was in the airline, and he was flying, and they said, talked about the other person's employment, what they did. And they asked him, he said, well, what do you do? He says, well, I'm a global executive. You're a global executive. Yes, I'm part of a company that's global. We have offices in every nation around the world, and I'm executive for that. And they kept on talking and communicating, and finally they said, "Well, what company do you work for?" He said, "The Church of God. It's global. It's everywhere." Amen. Amen. And God wants you to understand that as part of Christ's body, that you're part of a global family. It isn't just about here. See, we kind of get stuck up on ourselves sometime. God ain't looking for a bunch of stuck up Christians. Hello? Hello? He says, we're by one Spirit, we were all baptized. We're all baptized. Go with me to John chapter 3 a moment. One baptism. Look at your neighbor first and say, there's one Holy Spirit. He's in you. And he's in me. The Spirit of truth. Not the spirit of error. Amen. Smile at your neighbor and say, Jesus loves you. And so do I. Amen. John 3. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. I thought that the song was just appropriate for the one baptism. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, and you can't tell when it cometh or where it goes. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. I want you to understand that we're baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. The water baptism, by the way, let Jessica know, it's on the 13th of September. The water baptism is an outward expression of what's already taken place inside. In other words, it was a command. Jesus said in Acts 1:5, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. The church was birthed on the day of Pentecost. Peter, standing up on the day of Pentecost, said this, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. I'm baptized in Christ. Now, does that matter if I say if I baptize somebody in Christ or if I baptize them in Mark 16, he says, go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Matthew 28, he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things that I command thee, and lo, I'm with thee even to the end of the world. In other words, it isn't about whether I baptize you in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or I baptize you in the name of Jesus. You were birthed in Jesus Christ at the day you asked Jesus into your heart. The Holy Spirit took residence in you and I, and this baptism is just an outward expression of what took place when you gave your heart to Jesus. So many people have taken this thing out, and they're saying, well, I'm going to baptize you into the church, into this body. Let me tell you something. When you gave your heart to Jesus Christ and made him your Lord and Savior, you were baptized into the body of Christ that's worldwide. Amen? It's worldwide. Amen? You're part of something that's great and mighty. Amen? You're part of a great army. I know the world makes it look like that we're losing a battle, but we're not losing a battle. You know what? God said we're going to win the war. I've read the end of the book, and we win. Hallelujah. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, we got to believe God and his word. Amen. Amen. We shouldn't be surprised at what happens in our nation and our world, because everything that's taking place was prophesied in the word of God. We should be excited. We should be looking towards the Mount of Olives for his return, because that trumpet's going to sound and the dead in Christ are going to raise, and those that are alive are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air to ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what our hope is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're getting so caught up in the junk and the news and what's going on in this world, we're forgetting the promises of God. God is greater and bigger than any of that junk. Amen. Lord said something to me this week. I hear all these people in this, all this controversy over the White House and over the schoolhouse. God said, before we can get God back into the White House and the schoolhouse, we got to get him back in the church house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God ain't in the church house, how are you going to get him out there in the White House? Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3. I'm just getting some word. How many likes the word? He sent the word and he healed me, right? Amen. We said a prayer. We affirmed something together here in the house that we were going to let the word have an effect on us today. God wants you to understand this. I'm speaking about water baptism. I'm talking about baptized in the body of Christ. Titus 3:5, the word of God declares, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In other words, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me.
Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. One other thing. Go with me to Romans 6:4. Now, wait a minute. I want to say this. Okay, here's another thing. The church, the body of Christ, uses so much to divide themselves from one another. I splash. I dip. I dunk. I do Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, that's not right. I do Christ. Well, I do this and I do that. And they use those things. I want you to understand, God don't care if you were splashed, dipped, dunked, or whatever. Amen? That we're birthed in Christ Jesus. We're children of Christ. We're children of God. Amen? Amen? So, you know, somebody say, oh, you didn't get baptized right. They just sprinkled water on you. Amen. There was a thief on the cross of Calvary. He never got to get dipped, but he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. Amen. What got him in paradise? What got him in paradise? He said, today I trust you. Lord, will you receive me into your kingdom? Hallelujah. Was it the water? No, the water doesn't save. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's a trust in Jesus Christ alone. You're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, he says in Romans chapter 6, verse number 4, he says, therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. In other words, when I was buried and I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus, all of a sudden there was a turnaround in my life. It was like, woo! Turnaround. I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now let me tell you something. Old things passed away. The lie of Satan is he keeps trying to bring your closet skeletons back in your face. Jesus said he removed your sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. You're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You walk in newness of life. I'm a new creation. I got a do-over. I wear Nikes too. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that symbol, Nike do-over. He gave me a brand new beginning. My slate was clean. Amen. Amen. Because you know what? If my sins were held against me, this room couldn't hold them. When I was a rebel, I was a rebel. Hello? But now I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I'm a spirit-filled, tongue-speaking man of God. I love people. I love you no matter where you're at, no matter what you've done. I love you anyway. Amen. I might get aggravated at you for a moment, but I'll get over it. Hallelujah. I'll get over it. Amen. Amen. When I start looking at something, something starts bugging me, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit says, okay, look in the mirror. Hello? God wants you to understand something. The adversary wants the body of Christ. I'm not just talking about in this building. The adversary wants the body of Christ divided. But if this body of Christ could get a revelation of the love of God and the Spirit of God and come into unity, this world won't stand a chance. This world won't stand a chance. The enemy's come to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and the abundance thereof. God has some abundance goodness for you. Amen. Amen. He says there's one Spirit. There's one baptism. And thirdly, there's one body. One body. I was sharing with Kyle, and I shared before this morning. You know, the Lord gave me a revelation of something one time because I was raised in the Assemblies of God and Pentecostal Assembly of God, and we were kind of a couple steps up above everyone else. My granddaddy even planted 12 AG churches, and it doesn't have anything to do with the AG. I'm just talking about a mindset. And the Lord showed me one day, I went into this ice cream parlor. It was Baskin Robbins. And they had 31 flavors of ice cream at the time. And I was looking at the different flavors, and they looked so delicious and so good. And the Holy Spirit said, and they all have milk. And he said, Jesus is the milk that's in all the different flavors. And there's all kinds of flavors all around the world. There might be Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist. There's all kinds of flavors around the world. But he wants you to know there's one common denominator in them all. And it's the milk. And Jesus is the milk. Amen. In other words, he said, hey, don't try to be everyone else. Be who I called you to be. Amen. Don't try to compare yourself with someone else or be like someone else. God didn't call everybody to this ministry. And some people might not even care for this ministry, but God does. And God has a plan. Amen. But we're not to compare it with others. We're not comparing it. That we're all part of a big family. Amen. You know, we were talking to somebody. I have 5 sisters and 3 brothers. Yeah, it was Darlene. I come from a big family. Amen. And I come from a big family. Man, you talk about my family. I got a big family. I'm part of the body of Christ, man. I belong to a big family. Man, there's going to come a day when we're going to have this family reunion. Amen? Our differences are going to be laid aside. Amen? Maybe we ought to try to do that in the natural as it is in the spiritual. Just saying. Look at me in Ephesians 4, and I'll close this down. Get about ready to lose you. I see the stomachs and the eyes, and they start rolling. When is this man going to shut up? You know what? I'm going to shut up when I get finished. I kind of say that in a closing. If I say in closing or something like that, this just gives me a few more extra minutes because everybody says, okay, whew, glad he's done. Is there anything wrong with just being real? There's an exception. Fake it till you make it. And God wants you to know it's the real deal where you can heal. All right? It's the real. Jesus said, and the truth shall set you free. You know, not faking, just being real. And all God says, hey, he knows everything. Oh, he said, just be real. Amen. Hey, we're all on a journey. I'm a work in process. I haven't arrived yet. Amen. Amen. My sanctification is a process that takes my entire lifetime. Because if I was truly perfected in Christ, I wouldn't be here any longer. I might be just a little too good for this world. Just like Enoch, he walked with God and all of a sudden he was not. Amen. Amen. So as long as I'm still here, still got some work to do here. But in Ephesians 4, I'll close this down. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 4, 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, and even as you're all called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. In other words, what separates us? If we stand on the word, there's one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. Amen. He isn't divided. A house divided can't stand. He's not divided. So why do we let everything divide us? He wants us to walk in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Yeah, peace is shalom, man. That's walking in the peace. The fruit of the Spirit being active in our life. Love, joy, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, temperance, gentleness, meekness, faith. Those fruits just permeating. Amen. When we come into the world and adore as a child of God, we're not reacting like the world reacts. Because we're walking in love. We're walking in joy. Amen. When you walk in the joy of the Lord, everybody's wondering what you're happy about, what you're smiling about. And guess what? The joy of the Lord becomes your strength. It's a strength and a witness to everyone of the love and the goodness of God, that no matter what you're going through, the joy of the Lord is where your joy comes from. Him. Your joy doesn't come from your spouse. It doesn't come from your children. It doesn't come from your job. It doesn't come from your belongings. It doesn't come from the things you possess. It comes from Him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I don't know about you, but God wants to say this to everybody in the house. Hey, there's one Spirit, the Holy Spirit. There's one baptism. It's baptism that Christ did. We're baptized in Christ. And there's one body. That's you and I. We're all the body of Christ. So in closing, everybody go, shh. Smile. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Amen. There's not one condemning word. God sent his word to build you up, to encourage you, and to comfort you. God wants you to have revelation and understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus. Nay, in all these things, we're more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 4. The Word of God says, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ Jesus. Jesus said in John 7:37, he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Amen. See, God is offering you and I water through the Spirit of God that'll meet every need that we have. Hallelujah. So can we all just stand together today, in closing today? Can we just lift our hands together? Father, I thank you for everyone that's gathered in the place today, Father God. Father, that you've called us today, Father God, to walk in the Spirit, Father God. That you are a Spirit, and yet your Spirit is within us. Father, I pray right now, Father God, that you pour out refreshing upon each and every one that's gathered here today. Father, I pray for faith to arise, that they recognize and realize that victory has already been won. That you've called them by name, and they're ordained by you, Father God.